Kalau kita yang benar sekarang disebut jangkru. Kalau di kalau alat memang yang lebih ini tuh yang jenis jangkru. Alatnya digetar ya, bukan tidak tergolong alat terkursi atau dipukul ya. Nah itulah barangkali memang ya kapan mulai dibuat. Ya saya sendiri gak tahu itu kapannya.
Abang dulu sedang menonton today is jangkru. It is known in West Java. The instrument is played by shaking or striking it and not by beating or tapping it like percussion. When it was first native, I do not know. What is clear is that we could find it when there were traditional rituals or ceremonies. For example, in Bogor there was angklung gubrak and in Banten angklung seret. It was all media for traditional ceremonies, which in essence was for tasakuran or thanksgiving to the Lord or even a repellent of bad spirits. Now, however, it is not to ward off bad spirits anymore but to repel pests.
Surely, angklung was used as part of ritual among the people. Then, as time went on, angklung became a folk entertainment. How could this happen? Now look back in the Udo, and angklung artists from some angklung Udo has an explanation.
Awalnya, mana? Bukan saya nak tahu. Awalnya itu angklung itu hanya sebut ya.